This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's play for you guys what Jeremy Fowler had to say. This audio is courtesy of SportsCenter. There's some light. There's some hope in the Chris Jones situation.
Now let's go to Chris Jones, another franchise tag situation to watch, because I'm told the Chiefs and Jones have begun talking, which is a big victory because it's been quiet for months on that front. They really had no communication. They've at least started negotiating. The Chiefs got the Patrick Mahomes deal done. They'd like to move on to Jones, who's considered a top three defensive tackle, but that's going to cost them well over $20 million. It's just unclear how far they're willing to go at this point, but they want to keep one of their best players.
Your stance in this entire time has been timing, that the timing did not line up right. The Chiefs got the big fish out of the way. Patrick Mahomes has signed his contract. We now know for the next 12 seasons exactly how much money Patrick Mahomes is going to cost the Kansas City Chiefs. You now fast forward as we sit 48 hours from the deadline. This is the first positive report that we've gotten on Chris Jones and his contract negotiation in a long time. Are you starting to feel optimistic that the Chiefs and Chris Jones could potentially come to a long-term agreement?
Yeah, I suppose. At least there's conversation still going on. You mentioned Patrick Mahomes. He was the biggest fish, but Chris Jones is also a huge fish. And as far as actual free agents go this offseason, probably the biggest fish in the entire NFL. I would say that I remember saying last week that I was somewhere between 8-10%. I'm up to like 15-20% because at least the conversation is ongoing. And it feels like to me that Chris Jones wants to stay here and is comfortable here playing with Pat, with Andy, with this defense, and wants to keep winning Super Bowls, where maybe, just maybe, he'll take a little bit less money at the final hour. I don't have any inside information or anything like that, but if he's been holding out for 20 and the Chiefs say we can only get you 17, something tells me that you always say deadlines make deals. If it comes down to we can get you 18 and a half, a lot of guaranteed money for the next 3 or 4 years, maybe, just maybe, they'll get something done.
I want to play this part for you again, just the second half, because it goes along with what you're saying, and this just continues to be incredibly straightforward.
They'd like to move on to Jones, who's considered a top three defensive tackle, but that's going to cost them well over $20 million. It's just unclear how far they're willing to go at this point, but they want to keep one of their best players.
It's going to cost them well over $20 million. It is unsure how far they're willing to go. We know what one side wants. We have no clue what the offer is for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, they've said this whole time, as is standard in a lot of these negotiations, we're not going to operate through the public. But let's be honest here. The Chiefs have been negotiating in public with Chris Jones. They haven't locked themselves into any number, but Chris Jones has said pretty clear, I want to get $21 or $22 million. If the Chiefs were offering $21 or $22 million, he would have been signed by now. Are they going to be able to close this, what appears to be a Grand Canyon-sized gap? There's a big difference between $17 million and $22 million over a span of 4 or 5 seasons. There's a big difference in signing for $63.5 million guaranteed what Frank Clark got and probably what the Chiefs are offering. I don't think that they're going to be able to close that gap because one side appears to be pretty steadfast in how much they want. Chris Jones wants to get paid like an elite-level, top-five defensive player in the NFL, and the Chiefs don't seem to show that. So this negotiation could be simple. Hey, this was our best offer. Now that we have a little bit more certainty with Mahomes, maybe we'll sweeten the offer just a little bit and get it to 18 and a half. I ultimately don't think Chris Jones signs that contract.
The problem is, let's say that Chris Jones is not a Chief long term, and so you need to kind of revamp that defensive line. The guys behind him aren't exactly proven commodities. You know how I feel about Mike Pinnell, MB Pinnell, probably our best friend on the show. We love bringing him on whenever possible. But he's not Chris Jones. And same thing with Derek Nnadi. And you know me, I love some Colin Saunders. But all those guys can't hold a candle to what Chris Jones should be over the next 3 or 4 years, whatever team he signs a contract with, or what he's been the last 3 or 4 years. Now, doesn't mean that Colin Saunders can't become a starting, essentially, nose tackle or member of a defensive line. Maybe he can, but we know that Chris Jones is the best at what he does, not name Aaron Donald. And if you don't believe that, then fine, but he's certainly top five at his position. So the issue is the drop-off. If the Chiefs don't have Chris Jones, yeah, they got a little bit of money to spend, but how do they replace him?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the question to it. I mean, the answer to me is simple. Frank Clark needs to be better during the regular season than he was last season, and then you just mix and match the parts. You're not going to be able to get a one-to-one return. You're right. Colin Saunders is not going to equal Chris Jones. Mike Pinnell's not going to equal Chris Jones, but you're hoping that the money that you're going to save at that position, you now improve at linebacker, you now improve in corner, you just disperse those funds elsewhere, and that's when you continue to improve your roster. That's going to be the choice that they have to go to. I don't think it's going to at least matter in this first season, because I do expect him to be on the team. We are seeing more and more of these franchise tag guys are signing their franchise tag tender. Dak Prescott signed his today. Justin Simmons for the Denver Broncos, he signed his. So there's only three players left in the NFL who have been franchise tagged who have not signed their tag. We're still waiting on Chris Jones to do so.
Do you want a Ferrari and Chris Jones, or do you want 8 Honda Accords or Toyota Corollas with all these other parts like you're talking about? Yeah, you can get linebackers and you can pay some other guys. I choose, personally, I like top-end talent. I think that's the reason why the Chiefs in the position that they're in, because they've got the best quarterback. They got the best tight end. They got one of the best wide receivers. Frank Clark is a top-10 defensive line player. Honey Badger might be the best in the secondary. It's not – the other pieces are nice, but it's not like if this team didn't have Sammy Watkins or Damian Williams or Eric Fisher, they couldn't win a Super Bowl. If they didn't have Chris Jones, you might argue that they would not have won the Super Bowl. So – it's quantity over quality. If you ask me, I can have a Ferrari, or I can have 8 Toyota Camrys. I'll take the Ferrari every time.
Yeah, but I think the problem is they just bought a Ferrari dealership. That's the issue. I've been saying this entire time. We've been saying, well, when you sign Pat, you can't pay everybody. And now we're trying to do this mental gymnastics to decide how they can pay everybody. Someone's going to get the short end of the stick. It wasn't Tyreek Hill. It wasn't Sammy Watkins. It wasn't Anthony Hitchens. It wasn't Tyrann Mathieu. It wasn't Frank Clark. We know who's going to get the short end of the stick. We said this entire time. Once Mahomes' contract's locked in, and think about it, Mahomes signed for more money than we thought he was going to get. Someone was going to get the short end of the stick. In 3 days, we are going to find out who gets the short end of the stick. It's going to be Chris Jones.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that short of a stick, though. Maybe here in Kansas City, where he's going to get, what's he going to get this year under the franchise
tag? $16 million.
So he's getting $16 million this year, and then in all likelihood, the Chiefs either sign and trade him, or they put him on the open market, and 22 teams line up around Arrowhead to sign him next year at the $20 million a year he's looking for. So, yes, if Chris Jones' end game is to end up in the Hall of Fame and to win Super Bowls, then you might have to take a little bit less money, because the best chance to do that here is Kansas City. But if he wants to keep making a name for himself and putting money in his bank account, unfortunately, Chiefs fans don't want to hear this. It's probably somewhere else.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll head to Washington to hear about the breaking news as they find themselves in the middle of I don't want to call it an NFL controversy, but it certainly has been for a very long time. Daniel Snyder said on May 9th of 2013, "We will never change the name. It's that simple. Never. You can use all caps." Well, fast forward to 2020 and an ever-changing society. The Washington Redskins are no more. They have decided to change their name. I don't know if humorous is the best way to describe it, but I did chuckle just a little bit. So Washington announces today that they are dropping their old nickname for it. At the top headline of it, it's their old logo, which people have deemed offensive, and the word Redskins, which people also deemed to be offensive. It was like Daniel Snyder was like, all right, you guys got me to get rid of it. But now on our biggest press release that we've sent in 15 years, I'm going to put it on here one more time. I don't think we will see that moving forward. I expect by the end of the week, we will know what Washington is going to call their next football team. But after years, not months, not days, after years of arguing this, Washington is finally changing the name of their NFL franchise.
And it feels like for some reason they're hell-bent to keep the word red in the name. So I came up with a couple ideas myself. Let me know if any of these catch your attention. The Red Lobsters? What do you think?
I don't think they're going to be the Red Lobsters.
No, the Washington Red, you don't like it? How about the Red Light Districts?
No.
No? Red Pandas?
No.
None of those. Little Red Corvettes?
Not going to be that either.
Okay. Well, then I don't have any good ones.
I think they're going to be the Red Tails or the Red Wolves.
The Red Tails. Like, of every name that you could go with, the Red Tails is what they're going
to. I mean, that's the Vegas favorite right now, 3-1.
That is a awful name. And I understand sometimes names take a while to grow on us. Like, I thought at first when Oklahoma City got a basketball team and named it the Thunder that it was the worst name in the history of professional sports teams. It's grown on me a little bit. The Red Tails will never grow on me. I guarantee you that.
I mean, there's an NBA team called the Pelicans. Believe me, we adapt to these names a lot sooner than we want.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.